ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
What are you doing this week, Jonah?
Cleaning. I have to move out of my apartment since I'm studying abroad this spring.
What are you going to do with all your stuff?
I wish I could just sell everything. I need the money. But I'll need this stuff when I come back.
Right. You know, you could get a storage locker and keep everything there. My friend did that.
I thought about it, but the lockers are really expensive. My parents offered to drive up in a rental truck and take everything back home with them, so I said okay.
You have a lot of stuff, though. Will it really all fit in the truck?
That's a good question. I don't want to throw things away.Some of these things are pretty expensive.
Well, I hope everything works out, and have fun on your trip.
Question 49. What is the man going to do with the things in his apartment? Listening 2.
I'm sure you'll agree it was great fun introducing a flower garden to our school to attract butterflies. Thanks to all your hard work, the project has been a great success. I hope that you all got something out of it and are now more aware of our natural environment. I'm sure that the project will continue, as I'd really like you to keep thinking of things we can do to maintain the garden for future students at the school. All of your suggestions are very welcome.
Question 50.Why is the teacher talking to his class? Listening 3.
Mika, my friend Jiro has a pair of season tickets for the Chunichi Dragons at the Dome. They're great seats. He can't use them next week, so he said we can have them for whatever day we like. And they're all night games.
Oh, I'd enjoy going to a game.What days are good for you? How about Tuesday?
I've got an appointment Tuesday evening. Usually I don't like to do anything on Thursday nights if I can help it. Monday, Wednesday and Friday are better for me.
Remember, they don't play on Mondays, so that's out.
I'd really prefer Wednesday or Friday.
Normally both those days are okay for me, but not next week. I've got meetings both evenings.
Well, if we're going to go to a game, I guess that leaves only one choice.It's not my first choice, but that can't be helped. Let's just do that.
Question 51. What day will the man and woman go to a baseball game? Listening 4.
Oh no, not again. This is the second time in 2 months my watch has stopped working.I'm going to throw it away. I may as well just rely on my smartphone for the time from now on.
Why don't you take your watch to my neighbor, Mr. Paget?
Who? Why?
Well, until he retired, he used to be a manager of a watch store in town. Before that, he worked in Switzerland for 20 years as a watch designer for a famous company. I always take any watch that needs repairing to him.
He must be good, then.
Well, he's always managed to fix them. Even better, he charges much less than the watch shop that just opened in the shopping mall.
Okay. Could you take my watch to him and see if he can repair it?
Question 52. What does the woman's neighbor do? Listening 5.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Good, thanks. You?
Pretty good, thanks. So, what are you going to do over the holidays?
Well, I think I need to clean my apartment because I haven't done that since last Friday because of work. Then on Saturday, I'm going to the gym because I haven't been for ages. Usually I visit the gym on a Wednesday, but I've been too busy this month. Then on Sunday, I'm going to the movies with my sister and then later meet up with some friends for dinner.
Wow, sounds like you'll be busy. Have a great time.
Question 53. When will the woman go to the gym? Listening 6.
Have you heard that Pine Tree Department Store is closing down?
What? Permanently closing? What happened? That store's always really busy.
I know. Apparently, they're going to build a new one near the station.
So what'll happen to the building downtown?
Mega Electronics is going to move in.
Really? But they already have a big store near the baseball stadium.
Yes, and another one near City Hall.
When will the new Pine Tree store open?
Not until next October.
Question 54. Where will the new Pine Tree Department Store be built?
パート B リスニング7から9では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D または A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が2つ、リスニング8には問題が3つ、リスニング9には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Gabe, we've been here for almost half an hour. Haven't you decided yet which polo shirt you want to buy?
Hang on, Anne. I'm still not sure which color to choose. I like this one in green, and the purple one is cool too. What do you think?
The green's nice, but not the purple. I think you'd look okay in red, green, or blue, maybe.
Perhaps you're right. But I'm not sure. I already have enough clothes in blue.
How much are they, anyway?
$20 each.
Yeah, but don't forget they're on sale. If you buy one shirt, you'll get a second one for half the price.
Okay, then. I'll definitely take two. But I'm going to get them in two colors I like. Oh, by the way, can you lend me $50?
Again? I lent you $75 for the clothes you bought last weekend. And besides, you only need $30.
Look, I'll pay you back everything I owe when I get paid on Monday. I promise.
You're unbelievable. All right, here's $50. That's all you're going to get.
Great. Now I can use the extra $20 to buy something else.
No, you can't. We've been here long enough. I want to do some shopping myself.
Listening 8.
Hello, sir. Do you have your passport?
Yes, here you are.
And could you put your suitcase on the scales? Thank you. Okay, your final destination is Sydney with a stop in Singapore.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, your flight to Singapore is still on time. It will leave from Narita at 10 a.m. and arrive in Singapore at 5 p.m. The connecting flight will then leave from Singapore at 9 p.m. and arrive in Sydney at 7 a.m. the following day.
Okay.
Just a moment. I'm sorry, sir, but it looks like your flight from Singapore to Sydney has a technical problem.
Oh, I hope it's not serious.
I'm afraid it has been canceled. Actually, none of the flights from Singapore have arrived here at Narita yet because of bad weather there. It looks like all the flights out of Singapore are expecting long delays.
Is there any other flight I can take?
Everything is fully booked, so there are no seats available. There is another flight which leaves at 1:30 this afternoon. It's a direct flight from Narita to Sydney. No stops. You'd arrive in Sydney at 1 p.m. tomorrow. It's full now, but I might be able to put you on the waiting list if you'd like. I'll need to check that first.
That would be even better. I wasn't looking forward to waiting around in Singapore, and I don't particularly want to fly into bad weather.
Oh, I'm afraid the waiting list is closed. However, there is another option. You could catch a flight tomorrow at the same time you are scheduled to fly today. It would be nonstop and arrive at 10 a.m. the following day, the 23rd. If you wish to do that, the airline will pay for your hotel room in Tokyo. Another alternative is that I could give a refund for your flight.
I'd take the refund, but I'm supposed to have a meeting with some important clients, and they're expecting me on the 22nd. I suppose waiting an extra day wouldn't be the worst thing. I can always reschedule it later. I'm sure the clients will understand. Let's just do that.
Certainly, sir. I'll print your new flight information.
Listening 9.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite music podcast. This week, we're very pleased to have as our guest Noah Styles, who's just released his first album called Always in Style. Noah, could you tell us what got you interested in music when you were younger?
Well, my dad was in a rock band when he was younger, so I guess it runs in the family. He and Mum often talked about his concerts and how great it was to watch a live performance. I remember my parents would take me to this music shop in our town, and we kept looking through CDs and old records until we found some we hadn't heard before, and we'd listen to them at home together. That's where it all started. And when I was older, I'd go there on my own, which is how I met a lot of my friends at the time.
Right. So what got you interested in learning to play the piano? Did your parents suggest that?
Not at all. My parents were more interested in me finishing my homework than in me playing music. I tried learning guitar by myself for about a year because it looked cool. A lot of my friends played too, and they encouraged me a lot. Eventually, I got frustrated because sometimes a song wasn't really written for guitar and I couldn't play it. That's when my music teacher in high school pushed me to take up the piano instead. You can play anything on a piano.
True. So how did you get into writing your own songs?
That's an interesting question. At first, I was crazy about playing all my favourite songs. I'd play them over and over until I could close my eyes and play them perfectly. After a while, I decided to experiment a bit with those songs. One day, I kept rearranging one of my favourite melodies until I realised I'd created a brand new one. It was so cool. The more I did this, the more it inspired me to make my own songs. Later, my brother suggested that he could help me by writing lyrics to go with some of them. In a few days, I had written my very first song.
Well, your debut album is wonderful. What was the hardest part of putting together a whole album?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I'm a little bit unusual. A lot of the musicians I know hate the studio part, the long hours of rehearsal, figuring out all the technical details. But I rather like all that stuff. You get to meet a lot of really talented people. Choosing which songs make it on the album, though, that wasn't fun. The producers had their ideas, I had mine, and it was really challenging to reach an agreement. I thought I'd struggle writing lyrics, but it wasn't so bad. I had a lot of help from my producer, and especially my brother, who helped me write a few of the songs.
Well, thanks, Noah, for coming in today. After this short break, Noah is going to play one of the songs from his new album right here in the studio.
パート C、リスニング10から11では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、true を、正しくなければ B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング10には問題が4つ、リスニング11には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 10. You'll hear a person talking about homemade ice cream. Look at the 4 sentences below.Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Is there anything better than eating a bowl of ice cream on a hot summer day? I don't think so. But if you don't want to run out to the local ice cream shop or the supermarket to buy some, there's an easy way to make delicious ice cream right at home. We used to make this every summer when we were kids, especially when we were camping. To make homemade ice cream, first put some cream and other ingredients like sugar and maybe a little fruit such as strawberries into a small plastic bag, the kind used to store food in the freezer. Seal it tight.Then put that bag inside a larger plastic bag, this one containing ice and salt. Then just shake the whole thing for about 10 minutes, and with a little magic, your mixture will turn into ice cream. This is a super easy and pretty good way of making homemade ice cream quickly. As for the taste, it won't be as smooth or as creamy since the ingredients will not be mixed as well as factory-made ice cream. Still, I really love the results of this method.The ice cream is refreshing, and you really can enjoy the difference between it and the ice cream you buy in stores.
Listening 11. You will hear a news report about a shop selling baseball gloves. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
If you want to play baseball in school, but you're worried about the high cost of a baseball glove, then you might want to try buying a glove from Rebirth Studio in Tokyo. They specialize in just one thing, used baseball gloves. They have various top brands such as Mizuno, Zett and Wilson. The inside leather and laces of the gloves have all been replaced. In addition to the repair work, each glove is given its own unique design so that no two gloves look alike. When new, the best quality baseball gloves typically sell for 40,000 to 50,000 yen at most places, yet are one-third the cost here. Most have been donated by high school teams, but some have been donated by professional ball players. Each month, Rebirth Studio mends roughly 100 gloves. It also offers advice on how to repair and keep gloves in great shape. One of their new services is to take old beloved gloves that are no longer worn and treat them with a special method to prevent them from aging. While these gloves can no longer be used, they can be displayed on walls or shelves as a memorial of one's former playing days. Rebirth Studio is looking to not only increase the number of its outlets, but also start a campaign to donate repaired gloves to high school players outside Japan. Their goal is to make it easier for young children to pick up the sport and to make the baseball community more sustainable.
This is the end of the listening test.